Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. The heat is on. Welcome back to Pit Row. We are on to the round of 12 playoffs for the Sprint Cup Series. I'm Ralph. Really quickly, before we get into last week's race, what we saw at the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol, and getting to this week's race, just where you can find us, www.tigerbombsae.com. That is the Tiger Bomb website, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch us there. You can listen to us there. And you can search for us on Facebook, X, Twitter, whatever. iHeartRadio, anywhere else that you listen to podcasts, just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. We will come up. You can like, subscribe, whatever it is you need to do, but that way you'll catch all the new episodes. All right. Let's take a look back last week at Bristol Motor Speedway. We saw some guys face elimination, and now we roll on. So we are here for the night race. Now we get going and rain's a lurking, but we end up going green. Christopher Bell's on the pole, third one in a row. Kid takes third pole in a row, like we said. McDowell with a nice jump on Hamlin to start. Bell out front. Brad Kay hung out to dry up top, so he will lose some spots. Trying that high ground, nothing there early. The bottom of the track was retreated overnight, so it's providing excellent grip. Inside is faster than up top, noticeably. Toyota strong out the gate here. So it's Bell, Hamlin, McDowell, Byron, Gibbs, Truex, Brad, Kayla, Joy, Wallace, and Reddick to begin here. Pretty patient throughout right now. 63 laps in, and Larson is the biggest mover. He's up 12 laps at this point in the race. Caution now, lap 70, though. Allmendinger gets into the wall, and he hits Cindric, who was coming fast. Cindric couldn't avoid. Allmendinger just slowed so much right in front of him, nothing he could do about it. So that's how we got our caution, folks. Gotta say, McDowell has been good so far in the race. Everybody using this caution for fresh tires, but we do have rain in the area, so we'll have to see who stays out based off of that information. Hamlin busted for speeding on pit road, so he'll have to start at the back of the field there, and we get a restart. Top six didn't pit, so they're on old tires. That's LaJoy, Wallace, Chastain, Reddick, Logano up front. We have three wides at some point, so it's dicey right now. Bell cruising up, though. He's past Reddick at this point. Hamlin on the move, too. Harvick bleeding spots bad now. He's in survival mode until he can get some adjustments with a pit. LaJoy doing fine on old tires out front. And some rain will bring out the caution finally. Byron was going to pass, but the caution slowed up just in time to save LaJoy's butt from Byron. LaJoy going to try to hold his own out front. And actually, we get going with 12 to go in the stage, and we get green again. Now, LaJoy out front, Reddick racing Byron hard. Larson forcing the issue further back, going three wide. Larson is 13th. That's hard work moving up all those spots. Bell gets by LaJoy, and he takes the stage with LaJoy taking second. Big to note that Truex finishes eighth and gets stage points. Incredibly important as he's floating around the bubble. Now, caution due to rain. We haven't started the next stage, and we get the caution. NASCAR just trying to be mindful of safety, which is great. So we get the caution, and then they bring out the red. So we sit for just a little bit, and then we finally are ready to roll. We go green again with Bell, Gibbs, Byron, McDowell, Larson. Lap 38 in the stage, and Larson running third. Very impressed. McDowell hanging tough at fifth. Bell has lapped Logano at this point. Larson on the lead now. 61 of 25 in the stage. Larson and Bell through traffic now. Bell into the 14 slightly. Larson bottlenecked tough. Bell takes the stage. Two stages in a row. It's been a hell of a day so far. Bell loses three spots on pit road, though. Ty Gibbs is the big winner here. He picks up four spots on pit road going into the third stage. So we're ready for the final stage. We're green. Gibbs is outside. Hamlin's inside. Gibbs clears him. Then we get a caution. It's LaJoy. Logano involved. The 7 LaJoy takes out a few cars here. The 7 gets loose and then just slides down to the apron and then back up and into the 51, which just caused a bunch of mayhem for a bunch of guys. So Logano has to go behind the wall. He's done. And that is the end of him as a playoff contender, basically. Sad to see it in that way. But Green now. Gibbs outside, Hamlin inside. Tough racing up front still. Fender to fender now. Gibbs clears, so it's Gibbs, Hamlin, Larson, Buescher now. Bell, Hosovar continue to run well all day. McDowell right there with him, equally impressive this evening. Priest, Bowman, Jones. That's the order. LaJoy with a shot to Harvick, though. The four is in rough shape today at this point, but y'all starting to stare down the face of elimination right here, right now. Several playoff drivers struggling right now. There's a ton of contact out there back in the pack. Just under 200 laps to go. Much of the same. 170 to go now. Yikes. The 19 has a tighter go down. Caution. He was the first car a lap down, but since he was involved in the caution, he cannot get the free pass. We just saw this recently, so we know you ain't getting the pass. Truex says it's not a tire. He just got loose. He does stay on the lead lap. This is season on the line right here, so he's going to try to make this work. Here we go. Green now. Hamlin and Larson up front. The five is inside. Buescher making moves now. Bell, two. They are three and four. Gibbs is fifth. McDowell hanging tough at six, though. Larson maintaining second. Hamlin's first. 100 to go at this point. Many playoff drivers are a lap down right now. 75 to go. 55 to go now. Now it's Hamlin, Larson, Bell, Buescher, McDowell. Now it's Larson. 39 to go. It's Larson, Reddick, Hamlin, Byron, Bell, and Brad Kay. Hamlin has it back now. 21 to go. Hamlin is cruising. I had him win this whole thing today. And 7 to go. Larson, Bell, Buescher behind Hamlin as it stands. Logano, Harvick, Stenhouse, and McDowell will be out of the playoffs. Just one lap to go now, and boom, Hamlin takes it. Sorry, guys. Ruddy knows all that. Hamlin wins it. We just talked about who was eliminated, but now we got to move forward. We're on to this round of 12. So the playoffs just continue to evolve. We're in the next stage of it. So we can't, you know, cry over spilled milk. The heat is on, basically. So we turn to the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 at Texas Motor Speedway, y'all. We go on to Texas. Couple things we want to note about this one. Kyle Busch, in addition to winning four times at Texas, he's finished in the top 10 in five of his last six Texas races. So just somebody you want to keep your eye on. Blaney, he has top 10 finishes in eight of the last nine Texas races, and he does have that victory in the 2022 All-Star race in the Lone Star State. He's six below the cut line, though. So we'll have to see if Blaney can parlay his success here into keeping him in that playoff picture. Now, Brad Kay has finished in the top 10 in the last four Texas races and has won the pole for this race last year. So expecting great things from him. Buescher, on the other hand, has never finished better than 15th and 13th starts here at Texas and only has one top 10 finish in the last 15 races on mile and a half tracks. So Mike, going to be a tougher day for Buescher. Hopefully he can find Brad Kay in traffic and stick with him. We'll have to see what he does with his qualifying laps and see how that works. Now he's at the very bottom of the standings and 14 points below the elimination line, but Bubba Wallace has finished fourth in three of the last four races on mile and a half tracks. And this 23-11 racing team has been strong. They got three wins on mile and a half tracks in the next gen car. So Bubba Wallace, don't count him out this week. Now, also interesting note, the last six races at Texas were won by different drivers, all six races. Also, Chevy drivers have won three of the last four races at Texas. And so you got to be looking at them as the dominant manufacturer at this point. For this race, five of the last seven Texas playoff race winners reached the championship four in the same season. So Texas, in other words, big race in terms of looking forward to who set themselves up for success to take it all. So we'll definitely be paying attention to what we see here in Fort Worth for the mile and a half track. Cup Series purse, $8.9 million, just over that. So we'll get the stage breaks at $80, $165, and race wins at 267. Tyler Reddick most recently won here in the fall. Guys, my picks for this have to revolve around Hendrick Motorsports. I think it just makes a lot of sense to go with Larson and Byron, and you can fit in some other cars that should run well. I have some interest in Trackhouse too. They're flying under the radar right now. Suarez, not in the playoffs, but this can be a great day for him, and I think Chastain too. I love those guys, but I'm also looking at guys like AJ Allmendinger this week. Obviously want to play with the Toyotas. Got to fit Hamlin in there. Got to fit Bubba Wallace in there. Ty Reddick, Ty Gibbs. You know, these are all guys you want to play, but I'm just saying if I had to put my staple on one thing, I'm going Hendricks, and it's not going to be Larson. It's going to be Byron. I think Byron shifts it back towards himself this week because what we're looking at, in my opinion, is we're coming down to the two of them as being like the heavy contenders. Larson's hanging around. Oh, I'm sorry, Hamlin, rather. Hamlin's hanging around, but Larson, Byron. So I think this week they can both take a step forward, but Byron, I think, wins this race. That's how I see it, guys. A little short, quick episode for you there. Not a lot of hubbub, but good luck if you're playing on DraftKings. Get those picks in there. I'm just consolidating my picks. Told you guys, I'm just two lineups, mostly those Chevys. I'll pepper in those Toyotas. And as far as the Fords go, I am going to run RFK for sure. But that's it. I'll keep it simple. Good luck if you're playing. Enjoy the race if you're watching. We'll come right back here next week and talk about what we saw, y'all. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.